Coming up on this Fifi, Dave and Fev podcast, Natalie Bassingthwaite. Hope I said that right. We get a video message from Fifi's high school crush, Michael Gleason. And to get tickets to our crush party, Robbie's gonna call and ask out Sarah. All that and more after these messages from our sponsors.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to begin, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open up your browser. And now, catch up with the guys.
If you missed Fifi, Dave and Feb this morning, you're on the perfect pathway to catch up on what you missed. And VFA Learning is your pathway to a brighter future. Meet the trainers and find out about VFA's massage, personal training and childcare courses at the VFA Learning Open Day, October 15. Register at vfalearning.vic.edu.au/open day.
Fifi, Dave and Feb.
Good stuff. So Byron over here, Fev in the studio in the Gold Coast, and Fief in Melbourne. Now, Fev obviously
because
needs
Fev's
to be...
got a function in 15 hours, he has to be at him on the Gold Coast.
So you needed to fly to the Gold Coast yesterday morning, clearly, for this plumbers convention that's on very late tonight.
Yes, and never done a bit of tradies work in my life, so we'll see how we go. Anyway.
I love how you get this stuff across the line. That's my favourite part.
Now, guys, I've just realised that today marks a very special day in the Favola household.
What?
It's my ex-wedding anniversary. Oh, it's weird.
Is it like, really?
Alex and I got married on this day in 2005.
The 7th of October.
11 years ago, 7th of October. So it's my wedding anniversary. And I don't know what to do, guys. I need some help.
Hang on a second. Well, I've just...
because
it's
those...
your wedding anniversary.
Because it's
but...
an ex
yeah, but you,
wedding
what,
anniversary.
You, what was your divorce anniversary?
Oh, I don't know. She...
But doesn't that cancel out your wedding?
It was a dark day for you.
No, I know, but surely it cancelled out your wedding anniversary. I'm trying to help you.
But now she's my fiancée again. So,
I know.
Oh, Schnooksy's here. Do I take her out? She won't be listening, thank God, because she won't be able to...
Loved one's
streaming.
Are you kidding?
God.
She'll be streaming.
Do I take her out for dinner or a nice lunch? Do I buy her a present or do I just leave this day alone and wait for the next day?
Well, see, I tell you that as your mate...
I'm in a predicament.
As your mate, I go, you're off the hook because by divorcing, you can let go of that day. But then the romantic in me thinks, how beautiful to celebrate that meaningful day and to get that back. Oh,
I don't even know if she knows it's the day... Do I take her out for lunch and buy a nice bottle of wine and have a nice seafood by the beach?
I've got it. Yes. Do all of that and don't mention why you're doing it. Just do it to show her a really loving gesture.
Okay.
And then at the end of the day, as you're lying in bed, roll over and say, happy anniversary, darling. Oh, she'll love that.
Or she'll go, oh, you're so cheesy.
Or will she? I mean, who knows? I mean, oh, hang on. I think I might have it. I think I got it.
What is it?
Marry her today.
Oh, my goodness.
Marry
That's
her
amazing.
Today.
Marry her on the day that you got married then back in 2005.
And then it's the same anniversary and you don't have to remember two dates or have any of this awkwardness.
I don't have enough coin for a ring, Byron.
What happened to the other one?
Oh, actually, there's another issue. I don't think you can get married that quickly.
You need a month.
You've got to do that in Vegas.
Oh, that's like a Vegas thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in Bris, Vegas.
Yeah, you
do. All right, so what should Feb do? I mean, this is an interesting one. Maybe others have been in this situation, Feb. I know you think it's unusual, but maybe others have divorced, then got remarried. Do they honour the first day? What happens with this? What should you do?
I need help.
Okay, 13, 10, 60. We didn't help?
I came up with some great solutions.
You did, but it's. I think I was already thinking all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, no, maybe someone has something better.
Better,
yeah.
Hot balloon.
Hot bungee.
No, I brought her a hot balloon one day for Christmas, and she said, that's the worst Christmas present I've ever got. And it cost me a fortune.
Don't do that. 13 10 60 is the number. If you can help out Fev.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Today is the wedding anniversary of your ex-wife, now fiancé. And, you know, Fev, firstly, I'm impressed that you knew that and that you want to do something. But I also love that you're farming it out to other people to actually give you a suggestion for what to do.
Well, I think it's just a bit strange, Fief. So, like, I don't really know how to tackle this because it's my fiancé who was my ex-wife.
Beautiful.
which is amazing. And she did pick me up when I was down. Oh, do you know the song we just did? Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a nice tie-in on the Fox. Fifi, Dave and Fev. So the suggestions are coming through as to what Fev should do with this day.
Yeah, Amanda from Laylaw. Hi, Amanda.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Really well, Amanda. Any tips for Fev celebrating his anniversary to his fiancée?
Fev's shoes, I think I'll just leave it alone. I think maybe just acknowledge it by telling her what the day is, but I don't think that's a big call for a celebration. You've got, you know, your new proposal and the future will talk to you.
Scratchy line, but good
point.
You
know what no, that's a really, that's a good point, Amanda. And I was thinking that until I realised that now Alex knows. And I honestly believe, Alex, you are so lucky to have Alex, Fev. You've got to do everything you can to keep her. So I think what you should do now. No, I mean, you're telling me she's such a catch. I think you should write her a poem.
Oh.
Yep, I think you should write her a poem and then recite it on the radio.
You're just looking for good content for the show.
You just, I'm a horrible speller. I can't even leave live reads, let alone what I've written down myself.
That's not a personal bit of advice. That's purely for the show.
That was a tip. Pina in Lower Templestowe. Hi, Pina.
Hi, how are you guys?
Really well, Pina. A tip for Fev, how to celebrate his anniversary?
Oh, look, I hope this one's what he ends up doing. Mm. I happen to know that next October the 7th is a Saturday because it's my son's 21st.
Oh, so happy birthday to your son today.
It is his birthday today, he's 20, but anyway, it's all about you now, Fev. So I think you should give her a save the date card, just quietly. No, don't make it a big deal. Give her a save the date card and say, "I save the date next year, 7th of October, 2017, we're going to get married again." That way you don't have to keep remembering your same anniversary date. And it's special.
That's beautiful. That's genius.
Like that. And, you know, save the date. It's almost like when you haven't got a present, but it's like you've got a present. So it buys you time.
Yes.
It's like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
That's the best one we've had.
I like
Pina,
that.
Really good one and well thought through.
Thank you, Pina.
Pina would be in a very successful relationship. That is rock solid. Deb from Parkdale. Hi, Deb.
Good morning.
Deb, we just had a rock solid suggestion. What do you think Fev should do for his anniversary?
Look, he made the excuse of not being able to provide a ring, so I'm happy to donate mine.
Ooh. Oh, you don't need it anymore, Deb?
No, me and my ex broke up a long, long time ago, and I've kind of held on to the ring for some stupid reason. So, I'm happy to donate it.
That's a lovely gesture, Deb. That is a beautiful thing to do.
Wow, we've got a ring,
we've
got a date.
You just want a free ring.
Yeah, it's like gold and diamond. You're more than likely, you can use it if you want.
Use it? Does that mean I have to give it back?
You can have it. No.
Well, Fev, you've got a lot to think about. I think it would be unfair to put him on the spot now.
Make sure someone gets their details.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
This next guest, just such an impressive resume, and it just continues this weekend. Wow, on 10, a great tie-in given the Bathurst 1000 is on Network 10 on the weekend. It is Brock, the two-part drama, which starts Sunday night, also on Monday night, and she's in it, obviously. What an actress. What a human. Nat Bass is in the studio.
What a huge... I mean, you went on for literally 60 seconds there, Nat. I thought you were going to get on the show.
I was taking a photo
there.
While you were spilling.
Yeah, we were busy doing snappies in the corner.
A little selfie.
Now, this is so exciting, bro, and I do love the time because Bathurst, everyone's talking about it, focused on it, and to finally see this because I know it's been in the works, and now we're going to see it on Sunday night.
I know, we filmed it a year ago, so it's really, really exciting. Can't wait.
I know, and the story that's so iconically Australian, and he was so loved that now to see it, his life.
A legend, and I've seen some of the footage, and it's just so awesome, you know, like it's so gutsy and the graininess of the filming, and I don't know, like it's fun, it's fabulous, it's quirky, it's cool. There's just so much going on for it that I think the men and the women will like.
And
you know?
Get to make out with Matt.
Well, that's the part that the girls will like, I'm sure. Oh, no, they won't actually. That sounds a bit weird.
Everyone's wanted to have a shot at Matt at some stage.
Have they? Have
Going to the crush party.
How about you, Brendan? If you wanted to crush Matt.
Let's just talk about the elephant in the room. You're both Neighbours stars. Isn't it amazing?
I'm so excited, Brooke.
I know. A couple of weeks away now from my first ep.
We should do a party.
We should a launch do that. Party. We should. Would you? Oh, you
I'm coming.
Nat, you are coming.
Coming. I just decided I'm making it up.
Well, see, I thought Izzy should come back for when I was there because I think Brooke and Izzy would just get along. You know what? We'd fight over Dr. Carl. That would happen.
Are you, is that your role?
It, no, it's not. But I just made that up.
She gets a passion.
No, like? Nat.
She
pashes
someone.
She
pashes. Oh, it's weird, isn't it?
Wow. Well, she's actually driving the tour bus, the neighbour's tour bus, so you might be able to come on a tour. That'd be fun for you.
Bev, for marketing purposes, has got me hold of the neighbour's tour bus.
Great.
It usually has backpackers from London on it, but I'm essentially going to be driving it for a day. So that'll be fun.
Does that surprise you, Nat, to know that Fief will be the first ever cast member to actually do that actual guided tour? Is that a surprise to you? Were you offered that unique opportunity?
No, I wasn't, but I really wish I was. It sounds so thrilling.
Oh, no, but now I can follow in your footsteps. So I can start on Neighbours and then, I mean,
Brock,
you know, biopics, Brock.
Yeah, you never know.
The follow-up for Brock, the sequel.
One step at a time.
Okay. Well, Nat's got a lot of strings to her bow. You're an actress. You've been on X Factor. You've written a book. You've got a baby line. You own every hotel in Melbourne. Great watering holes. What's
got
next?
Seven children. two.
What's next, Nat? What's next after this?
Do you know
what?
Rogies is we've just actually been doing a few more gigs. Singing at them at Bathurst on Sunday.
Oh.
I'm doing the V8 Supercars Bondi Beach Fest in Sydney with Mark Seymour, Ice House, James
Jones.
Yeah, so lots of fun stuff. Really
you
fun.
Are a woman in demand.
There we go.
I reckon we should do an OB from Bondi Beach. Isn't that
soon? Yes! Oh, my gosh. Can you come? I'll get you up on stage.
And let's,
I can't sing.
He'd love it. He'd love nothing more than that. And don't forget, Nat just offered to host our launch party for my neighbour's episode.
She'll only cost you.
We can't afford Nat, I don't think.
I'll do it for free for me.
There we go. You said that. We'll lock that in.
Lock that in.
Brock premiere is Sunday night, 8:30 p.m. It continues Monday at 9 p.m. on 10, obviously tying in with the big race at Bathurst this weekend. Nat Bass, so much going on. Thanks for making time for this little show.
Thanks, Nat.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
If you have an amazing story, Fifi and Fev will judge that amazing story because, you know, weekends, it's time you might feel like bringing out these stories at parties, but you just want to make sure it's as good as you think it is. So call us up now with what you think is an amazing story. We'll let you know whether it actually is or not. It's a favour. What do you got?
So here's an amazing story. Fev has chosen to be out of our studio for one day this year.
Broadcasting from the Gold Coast.
He's on the Gold Coast for a function tonight, which is about 15 hours away. There is an argument to say he could have flown up to the Gold Coast after the show.
Sure.
And what's happened is Meatworks from South Melbourne have just sent us the most amazing souvlakis I've ever tasted.
Oh.
This is the most amazing souvlaki. And Fev, you're in another state. That.
Yes, it's amazing.
We never get sent through like this.
Do you know what else is amazing, Fief?
What?
I'm actually an ambassador of that company. So.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
There we go. Some live vocals as well. Thank you.
Brendan Favola, I didn't expect that.
Wow. You know the way it works. You give us a call with what you think is an amazing story, but leading into a weekend, Fifi and Fev, you just want to make sure that the story you think is amazing actually is.
Yeah, and we will tell you whether or not it is. Now, MJ from Clayton. Hi, MJ.
Hello, how are you?
Really good, MJ. Let's hear this amazing story.
So, I have three half-sisters, and I've known about them for 31 years, and I recently stumbled across one of my sisters on Facebook yesterday, and got into contact and spoke to her for the first time yesterday, and it was really amazing, and I wanted to scream it from the rooftops, but it's just, you know, it's one of those stories that's really hard to explain to people. And I also found out that I have a nephew, so it's fantastic.
Big day.
Great way to start my weekend.
Okay, just hold the line there. There's going to be some the judges are going to confer on this one, MJ.
I would have thought there's nothing to confer about. MJ, that is a beautiful story. I had goosebumps. I think that's so amazing and beautiful.
Fev?
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Oh, but, so we're just locking that in, are we?
Yeah, well,
hang on, Lauren.
Yes, it's amazing.
Lauren, I'm getting a suggestion that you want to tell MJ you don't think her story's amazing.
It's a wonderful,
it's amazing.
It's incredible. You wouldn't believe it. Thank you so much for your call, MJ. No, I was just checking to make sure.
It just seems that you're running away from what you really thought there. MJ, beautiful, lovely story of reconnection.
Great story.
Yota from Hampton East. Is it Yota?
It's Yota.
Yota, what a great name.
Thank you.
Yotta, it's an amazing name. Now tell us your amazing story.
Okay, when I was younger, my nana who's passed away, I had this weird dream about her that she was really thirsty. And I woke up the next morning and said to my mum, I had this really weird dream about Nan that she's thirsty. Mum said, well, let's go pay our respects and go to the cemetery. We go attempt to go to the cemetery, but we were barricaded off by fire brigades because the hedges were on fire. They'd done this big fire, and my nana is buried right on the edge where the hedges are.
That's amazing. And then you were dreaming that she was thirsty.
Dreaming that she was thirsty.
And there was a fire right near where she was buried.
Do you know what the amazing thing about that, Byron, was? I heard water when she was talking.
Yeah, that part was amazing. Fief, don't just drink water in the middle of someone's story.
There was a fly in my water that went in my mouth.
It took away from Yotta's story, which, well, I'll leave it to the judges. What did you feel? Did you think that was at an amazing level?
Well, Fief got distracted.
No, so the story is that because there was a fire, she needed the water to put the fire out.
Here's the thing. What? Yotta's grandma passed away, buried in a cemetery. And so Yotta has a dream that her nana is thirsty. Yes. And then found out there was a fire at the cemetery right near where her grandmother was buried. Thirsty, hot. Fire makes you thirsty.
Yes, it's amazing.
Congratulations, Yotta.
Well done, Yotta, and I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry I swallowed a fly in the middle of it.
Oh, that's fine. All good.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95, and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Looking for an awesome rooftop space for your next event? Check out europeanbeercafe.com.au.
The hottest singles party this year is this Wednesday on The Fox. Fifi, Dave and Bev. It's just party.
Everyone's excited about the big event next Wednesday at the European Beer Cafe. Awesome rooftop space there, by the way, if you want to do anything for your next event, europeanbeercafe.com.au. But Feb, I think people are forgetting the origins of the Crush Party and what started it all.
It all started with Fifi's crush, old three-year Gleeso.
Michael Gleeson. Why don't we, Fifi, I know you'll love this, take a stroll down memory lane of the way this whole crush party phenomenon started.
Can we please also put in the context, I was 12 and I had a three-year crush on my neighbour.
This was it. This is when Fifi first confessed. I might even put some romantic music under this. When Fifi first confessed her feelings for Michael Gleeson.
I had a crush and his nickname was 3 years because it was a 3 year crush that I never told anyone. I never even whispered his name to a best friend of mine. It was in year 7 and then by about year 9, I finally, like everyone was like, come on, Fee, you must like someone. And I said, well, I do really like someone. I've liked him for 3 years. Michael Gleeson. No, he was my neighbour and
Michael.
I had a really big crush on him.
Gleeson.
Well, he used to pick on me and call me names, but I really liked him.
So there it was. Who could forget that magic moment?
Of course. It was touching, Byron. Old Gleeso was giving the old hard word just because he must have had a crush as well. And now Fifi's exploded with, I've got a crush. Now he's got a crush and it's just a crush party. He's going to come.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's the best.
Remember only days later after that, it was so cute. Gleeso managed to track down Fifi all these years later and then they had an awkward chat on the phone.
I was so nervous around you. It was proper like, think Wonder Years, you know, Fred and Winnie. I was just like, I couldn't really speak to you. I was so nervous and intimidated and love struck.
Well, it's a beautiful compliment and I appreciate it. And I think one of the boys said the other day it's a real ego boost and they're not wrong.
Oh, it's
great to hear those things.
Magical. Just
more
magical.
Than an ego boost, I reckon, for old Gleeso. He's falling in love very quick.
So he lives in America now, Fifi. He is still your one true great crush.
Oh, hang on, I've had a few crushes since. he's where it began.
But I like the best line for me in that whole thing, Byron, was when Gleeso said, "But then you dated my best friend."
Well, we cut that out for obvious reasons.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Crush party is next Wednesday night. Fox.com.au is where you go. Tell us all about your crush, someone you'd love to invite to this party. It's a real icebreaker. It's going to be a very special night. And, Fifi, we were just reliving the magic of your childhood crush with the wonderful Michael Gleeson.
Yeah, and I'd like to ask some questions, Byron, if that's okay.
Oh, that's please.
Right. Now, Fief, you've had your crush. You were 12. I think you're a little bit older.
But oh, we can go, 12.
I think you're a little bit older.
12 to 15.
Has there any, since that little love and, you know, the little back and forth, he's rang up the show. Has there been any communication?
Yes, we have been in contact.
Ooh, a bit of WhatsApp action, a bit of Facebook,
yeah,
bit of...
just a bit of WhatsApp, just conversations.
Like
just
frequent?
Well, it's like an old friend, you know, just reconnecting with an old friend, isn't it? Because we were neighbours.
We're neighbours, but then that was a long time ago. So what do you talk about?
Reconnecting. Yeah. Oh, just what are you doing? How's work?
Oh, the flirtatious text.
That's it.
Do you still have feelings for him?
No, what are you doing?
Do you still have a crush?
No, not at all. No, what are you talking about?
Well, has he invited you anywhere of late?
No,
just getting to meet him?
It's nice just get to know people, isn't it? It's just a lovely thing to reconnect with people from your past. And then
you were just a bit like Byron flying to LA there, went via the world. Did not want to get to the destination, did you?
It is a shame, though, Michael can't, because he's in San Diego. He can't come to the crush party because... I'm going to call it. We have at the moment, and we're calling it a crush party because it is when you've got a crush on somebody, ask them, come along, and maybe you can hook up with them at our party. It's essentially a hot singles party.
Yeah.
And what's happened, boys, is we have lots of hot girls. Hot girls by the bucketful. There's hundreds of them.
Mm.
Boys, we need you. So if you're a single bloke right now, 131060, call now if you want to come to our crush party, which is essentially a hot singles party. Hot girls everywhere.
And is that not, if you look at, I know Fev's a sucker for census data. He'll often, you know, go right down into the data.
Yes.
There's actually, in Melbourne, there's way more women by population
Guys,
than men.
There's roughly 500,000 more women in Victoria than men. See what I'm talking about?
The numbers.
Guys, this is your opportunity to slay.
What? Wow.
Whoa.
Michael Gleeson gets Fife all up and about.
Has Gleeson invited you anywhere?
No.
It's 19 sure? past 7. We'll come back and take some calls from single guys that want to join us at our crush party.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
It all started when Fifi revealed her high school crush. For 3 years, she never told anybody. She finally confessed. It was a dude by the name of Michael Gleeson.
Watch
this space. More on the Michael Gleeson situation soon. But Faith, there's a bit of a... Well, we've got a statistical issue here with the party. We've got far too many girls and not enough guys.
It's not our problem. I mean, this is Victoria's problem. I mean, the census will show you there's 500,000 more females in Victoria than males.
Oh.
So what's happened, boys, is the crush party has a lot of hot single chicks. And if you're a guy who would like to come and meet a single chick and develop a crush on them, you need to call now. Now, Steve from Ringwood. Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Steve, we're great. You sound hot already. So, you up for it? Do you want to come to our party?
Definitely, yep. I'm happy to come. Excited. And I'll be bringing my twin along too.
Oh, twin.
Oh, twin. Yeah, girls. Twin. If you're listening, hot twins.
Look out.
At the party.
Zero to ten in hotness.
10 out of 10. We're both different. We're not identical, so we're fraternal.
It's just sort of tens in
so
other ways.
So both 10.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Okay, excellent. So two tens. We've got 20.
Okay, Andy from Endeavour Hills. Hi, Andy.
How you going?
Really well, Andy. Are you single and ready to mingle?
I am recently single, so I'm keen to get out and meet some new people.
Oh, well, Andy, do you want to come to our crush party?
I would love to, Fifi.
You are there.
Good stuff. We're stacking the numbers.
Thank you.
Mate, the last caller was a bit like Fifi's eyes, just 20 plus.
2020.
2020
plus.
What the optometrist said.
I'm just a 10 plus.
David in Taylor's Lakes. Hi, Dave.
How you going?
Dave, what's your current status?
I am single. I just met a girl last week at a party and I had a major crush on her. And then I... told her how I felt, said she wanted to catch up for a coffee or something, and it just went sour too quick.
I'm
ready to get over my crush.
Yeah, well, you deserve that. This will make you feel better because we have a room full of hot single chicks, okay, Dave? You will find a new crush, I guarantee it.
Good on you, David. And also, Awesome was on hold there. He's been single for about a year. He has a crush. We'll work that out as well.
We'll get off
turning into a
well.
Rebound party.
Unbelievable. Let's quickly take Austin. So, mate, single for a year, you've got a crush. What's the situation?
Yeah, so I've been single for a year, as you said. I picked up with the ex, and I have a girl that I knew from high school. She's actually in the car with me now, and I haven't never told her that I have a crush on her, and I've just told her now via this call.
Austin, what's her name?
Her name's Rachel.
Rachel, can you hear us?
Rachel, no, she can't. The radio's turned down.
Okay, so what's her reaction?
The phone's against my ear.
Austin, you've just told her. What was
I've got to turn around. She's behind me.
Oh, gosh.
She's got a really big smile on her face, and she's giving me a thumbs up, so I think that's good.
Well, Rachel, you want to crush party with you?
Rachel would definitely come to the crush party with me.
Great news. Yes. Fantastic.
See,
that's a little.
We're bringing people together. This is success story. We love.
After this, we're going to play this track from Niall Horan, This Town, which we really like.
Great song.
We have a special message from a special someone, Michael Gleeson.
Oh,
the actual Michael Gleeson, my actual crush.
Sent us a message from somewhere in the United States of America. He is a busy traveling executive, but he has time for his crush. We will hear that message.
No, I'm his.
Oh, sorry, I mean your crush. Whatever. It's sort of gone two way now, hasn't
maybe
it?
Maybe sent somewhere near the White House, maybe.
Okay. We will play that message next. Fifi, Dave
and Fev. Now, Fev, we've been hit up at our Facebook page with a message here that I'd like to share with everyone listening. And it's like, we love the interaction via social media with people getting involved in our show. Hello, Dream Team. Well, thank you, Greta. Oh, well, that was a lovely message. Yeah. Now, Greta writes, my friend Lucy and I met Fev at Animal House last Thursday.
Oh, my God.
And this is my favourite bit. And he promised to give us two tickets to Justin Bieber's concert.
No, I didn't.
But this is a fact. He told us to inbox your Facebook page and you could help us out. It could be so awesome if you could. Thanks in advance because we know good old Fev keeps his promises.
Wow. Where do we even start? Why was Fev at Animal House?
Well, the bit.
This is a bit of DJ style.
You were DJing. It was Bev's with Fev on a Friday night at Animal House.
And that, I don't think that ever happened, but if it did happen, I would have said, just contact the studio. I can't help you out with tickets because I can't even get any myself.
Well, the thing is, though, I mean, we do have two tickets, Justin Bieber tickets. Now, they were for you or for Lenny and Lulu. So you can either take them home to your daughters or give them to Greta and Lucy, who you promised them to.
Oh,
the conundrum lies with you, my friend.
Is this the point where
I don't think this happened, but they can have the tickets. Why not?
Oh, so lovely. I mean, how are we going to explain this to your daughters?
I'll just buy some tickets.
Well, the awkwardness continues because Greta's actually on the line. She's been listening to all of this.
Hello.
How are we?
Greta. Now.
Hey, guess what? You got two tickets. Woohoo!
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
There you go.
Congratulations. Greta, Lucy. I mean, Fev's internally gutted because he's missing out on those himself. But that's the man that we work with.
I know.
What a legend.
I know what's happening here, Faith. Just pop Greta's volume down. Fev's being all casual about it because he thinks he's not going to have a problem getting two extra tickets.
No, I'll just buy two tickets. Text Biebs. He'll give me some.
Sell out. You've just given away. Your daughter's not going.
Well, that's okay. I'll take them somewhere else, like the zoo.
Oh, Fev, you're such a good dad.
They can watch the tigers prowl.
Greta, how good is he?
Just know that you're enjoying it and Fev's
daughters. My kids won't be watching. That's okay.
Do you feel okay about that? Yep.
We'll let it go.
Yes. There we go. What a mess. Fifi, Dave and Fev. Yes, next Wednesday night at the venue where you can celebrate Oktoberfest in style, European Beer Cafe, 120 Exhibition Street, fox.com.au to register. Gee, the registrations are coming through, Fif.
They are, aren't they? And now this is exciting because we have said if you've got a crush on somebody, ask them along. That's a brave thing to do in some cases, particularly when you don't know the person well, or maybe you've just seen them at a cafe or maybe at a party. Now, we were contacted by Robbie. Are you there, Robbie?
Yeah, guys.
Now, Robbie, so you saw a girl, Sarah, at one of your mates' parties not long ago.
Yeah, so it was barbecue about probably 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and did you chat with Sarah? Did you go up to her?
Yeah, we had a bit of chatting. We didn't really talk too much, but yeah, she looks pretty good, so I've had a bit of a crush on her for a while, so I wouldn't mind maybe actually telling her.
Okay, now you got her number off your mate Luke. Now, yeah. Luke, he's supportive. He's like, go for it, Robbie. Have a crack.
Oh, definitely. He was in for it 100%.
I love this. Okay, now, Robbie, we are going to cold call Sarah now, and you're going to ask her. So we'll pretend we're not here. Good luck. Try your smoothest move.
Good luck, mate.
And fingers crossed, we get to get Sarah to the party and then watch you guys hook up.
No bass talk, yeah, either. No bass talk.
Okay.
Yeah, and Faith, we're not watching people.
No, that sounded sleazy. That's I didn't weird. Even mean it to sound like that. That was
not
weird.
That's not happening.
I won't watch anything.
Hello, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, it's Robbie, Luke's mate from the barbecue the other week.
Hey, Robbie, how you going?
Yeah, good, good. How's your day going?
Yeah, not bad. Pretty busy. How about you?
Oh, pretty cruisy, pretty cruisy. Hey, quick question. I was just wondering if you were free, not this Wednesday, but the next.
Free to do what, Robbie?
Well, look, I'm going to get to the chase. I've had a bit of a crush on you for a while, and I've actually wanted to do Fox FM's crush party.
Okay, just break the ice. But,
yeah, and I was just wondering if you'd like to come along.
I would love to.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Yes! Yes! Sarah, it's Fifi Fever Byron here. We can't wait for you to come to our party.
Oh my gosh, I'm shaking. I'm at work. All the girls are looking at me. What's going on?
Wow. Sarah, this is, Robbie's got a crush. You've said yes. This is
and
great.
And Robbie is a very good looking guy, so I'm flattered.
Oh, wow. Guys. Robbie didn't drop that little bomb on us, did he?
No.
Well, he's had a crush on you for 2 years, says.
Oh, wow. I am very flattered.
Oh, I love this. I really love this, you two. Well, we'll look forward. We're going to play Cupid on the night. Obviously, you don't need our help. You're sorted.
I not get involved.
I reckon they're both hot.
I know, you can tell.
You can
there
tell.
We go. Look at that. This is great.
Thanks, guys.
Hopefully that Fifi, Dave and Fev catch up set your day up by making you smile. VFA will set you up for your new career or provide the pathway to uni if you missed out. Meet the trainers and find out about VFA's massage, personal training and childcare courses at the VFA Learning Open Day, October 15.